Thousands of refugees migrate to the United States every year, fleeing war zones around the world. America offers hope and opportunity for many, but adjusting to a new country with a different culture, language, and customs is often more complicated than many expect. Some refugees actually opt to return to their home countries despite the dangers. KJZZ's Olivia Richard introduces us to Fatuma Korti, who fled war-torn Liberia. Now, after 12 years in the U.S., she says she wants to return.
I was born in Monrovia, in Liberia. When we're running, we'll see younger kids laying on the street when their parents laying there and dead. And nobody stopped because everybody trying to fight for their own life. And if you take that child, how are you going to run? I remember the rebel knock at the door and asked the whole family to come out. And we all ran out. And I thought to myself, this is going to be very bad. They asked every one of us to stay in line. And we know the staying in line, they're just going to keep slaughtering everyone. We were praying to ourselves, and I guess God listened to our prayer. We were blessed. We didn't get raped because every time the rebels sent messages, my mom would make sure we leave and go to the next city because we had no other way of leaving the country. So there was no escape. It's like we were in a cave. Got here when I was already 14. I live in Brooklyn. I was looking forward to having a happy life. I live where there is always somebody being shot. In high school, when they bounced the basketball, now I'm hearing gunshot. I feel like it was a war.
My name is Henrietta Anderson, and I'm from Liberia, West Africa.
When the refugees started coming in the early 90s, we formed a Liberian organization of Arizona. It is common for anybody who has gone through civil war. When you talk to refugees from around the world, seeing shootings, seeing bombs, seeing things on TV, those are triggers for them. America is a great place to live. It offers so many different opportunities, but not everybody wants to leave their home to come here and start over.
But if you're scared to leave the house, how is that freedom? Yeah, I want to know the definition of freedom, because if you're free, you're free to go anywhere you want to go. I try to tell people in Africa when they want to come here, I said, don't try to. America is not what you guys see on TV. And they're like, why are you there? I said, because I have a child here, and you can't just get up and leave. All I need in Africa is just a house. You know, I don't have to have fancy cars and fancy shoes in Africa. Go through all the bills that I go through and still don't have the freedom that I'm paying for. If I return, I just want to work for the orphaned kids, because during the war, there was a lot of kids who were abandoned. So I feel like I'd rather be home than be where I feel that I'm being rescued, but I'm not.
This story was produced by Olivia Richard. She's part of KJZZ's internship program.